there's a new convenient way to get your baby eating vegetables in under 60 seconds with no mess. All you need to do is add water to a freeze-dried powder made out of 100% veggies. The product is called Early Habits, and it's the brainchild of Massey PhD student Jeanette Rapson. It earned her a finalist spot in this year's KiwiNet Research Commercialisation Awards. Those awards are about turning scientific discoveries made at academic institutions into products and services that will help grow the economy. And Jeanette joins me now. Hi there.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Yeah, good to chat to you. Jeanette, where did this story begin for you?
Oh, well, I guess I've spoken to a lot of mums out there, and I can see how difficult it is to, you know, in these busy lifestyles, to get baby food ready for your baby. I saw a lot of freeze-dried products coming out, and I put two and two together, and here we are.
Amazing. Yeah, because you have a problem as a parent, don't you, that the fast stuff is usually not the very healthy stuff.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's quite a problem. You kind of go to any supermarket and most of the baby foods are quite limited in their vegetable range and variety.
So that's a pretty simple idea and a pretty good idea. How hard was it to go from there?
A lot harder than you think. There's a lot to put in place. I've worked very hard in the last year to make the product of good quality, and so it does take a lot of work, but it's been worth the persevering. Yeah.
Get into the nitty gritty with us if you can. How do you actually make this product?
Well, we've actually got a supplier in New Zealand. They've got the freeze drying, machines. And they source our wonderful vegetables, put them through, and freeze-dry the product. And then we take those ingredients and formulate our products under Early Habits, yeah.
How hard was it, or what were the major sort of hurdles? What were the biggest challenges?
I guess... the freeze drying in New Zealand, we're quite limited with our companies that we can work with. So it's quite high demand. As I've said, there's a lot of freeze drying products out there. So I guess the one of the biggest challenges is getting our spot in there. So to get our products made, yeah.
How does the final product, once you've mixed it with water, how does it compare with the sort of thing you get off the shelf?
Off the shelf? Well, actually, I'd rather compare it to something that you'd make at home, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you had blended up the vegetables at home and served it to your baby.
Go on then, compare it to that.
Yeah. If it tastes like the vegetable, it looks like the vegetable, it's the same colour as the vegetable. So, yeah. So, for example, one of our products, one of the vegetables, it was a green vegetable. I gave it to my dad, and I said, oh, what do you think this is? And he identified exactly what it was. So that's what we want. We want to know that the vegetable is actually what it is.
How do the nutritional stack up? I presume you've had a look at that.
With freeze drying, one of the benefits is that it can keep the nutrition quality of the original product. So it's going through low temperatures, so it's not destroying the products as you would if you put it through the high temperatures that a lot of the supermarket baby foods go through. So, the nutrition, it gets preserved, which is the benefit of the freeze-drying method.
What sort of feedback have you had?
Oh, really good, yeah. Mums, they love it. They say that it's really easy to use. Their baby loved it. And they pretty much keep asking me, when is it going to be available? When am I going to make it? So, yeah, I really, really appreciate all the support that I've had. And, I continue to encourage anyone wanting to support me. You can go to my website. It's www.earlyhabits.co.nz. Yeah, so please sign up. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Where is it at the moment in terms of your business growth? Are you at a point where you're distributing it? What's the story?
Yeah, so we've got our first products ready to launch very soon. So, yeah, very, very soon. So you just got to really watch the space. And like I say, the more support that I get, the more, you know, the faster I can get it out to you.
You've had a bit of financial help along the way with some grants and things. There have been various organisations who have seen the potential for this, huh?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So I've entered a few competitions, you know, those grand ideas, small startup competitions, and, yeah, they like my idea. I've got people backing it, which is really awesome. Again, yeah, really, really grateful for that.
You did a bit of work earlier on in your academic career on food and nutrition. Can you tell us about the Vegetables First study?
Yeah, so that's nothing to do with early habits, but my PhD was on infant nutrition, which is really great, and I guess that's sort of where I really developed my passion for, you know, finding ways to help children eat, you know, more vegetables and make it easier for parents to feed their baby vegetables, really.
What was your research? Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So, again, we were looking at, you know, babies and, you know, first foods, what gets provided, and, yeah, so just looking, see how we can improve vegetable consumption in children. Yeah, so.
Well done on being a finalist in the KiwiNet Awards. Thanks for your time today.
That's Jeanette. Thanks very much for having me.
Jeanette Rapson, her company is called Early Habits.